Hey everybody, what's up? This is Lou.
And Tor.
And Kevin.
And Tyler.
And this is our brand new podcast. As you can tell, we have a fourth voice, and that is the one and only Tyler Gilbert, our brand new bass player.
Hey, what's up? I just joined Another Dying Breed, really psyched. It all kind of came together when I met Kevin at Santa Monica Music, and we were just shooting the breeze. I was getting a string on my bass fixed and talking music. He told me about Another Dying Breed, and we kind of compared musical tastes, and he said that they needed a new bass player, and so we got to talking, and one thing led to another, and I jammed out with the guys a couple times, and it worked out, and here I am.
Practice has been going really good with Tyler. We're getting him familiarized with all our original tunes. We're also been learning a whole new lineup of cover tunes for our upcoming show, the Classic Rock Night at Plan B.
And that leads us to Club Spotlight. Yes, indeed. Another Dying Breed is going to be rocking out at Plan B, the world-famous Plan B. It is going to be off the hook. They got gourmet food, fully stocked bar. It's going to be Rocktoberfest, so we're going to have over 31 beers from different countries. It's going to be a great event. It's September 25th on a Saturday night. Be there, girls, girls, girls. It's going to be awesome.
And make sure you contact us about free admission. Otherwise, it's $10 at the door, and you do not want to be left out of this one.
So normally at this point in the podcast, we usually feature one of our songs, although this time, we're going to bring it back over to our boy Tyler for a little Q&A.
So Tyler, why don't you tell us a little bit about where you're from and your musical influences?
Well, like I said, I'm from Philly, and musical influences. My all-time favorite band is Zeppelin. I was introduced to them at about 10 years old, and they've been my favorite band ever since. And it's funny, the whole kind of sticking point when I was talking to Kevin about Another Dying Breed was he mentioned that these guys were all into, you know, sort of retro rock and roll and hard rock stuff. And he mentioned Alice in Chains, which is another one of my all-time favorite bands. And that's what piqued my interest, and the conversation kind of went from there. And like I said, one thing led to another, and now we are a four-piece band.
Yeah, Tyler, so what was your first impressions of the band? And also, what was the first song that you jammed out with us?
First impression, we all met for beers before we jammed out, which was a good call. We went up to McCabe's and just sort of hung out, threw a few back. And they're good dudes. We had a good time, and it wasn't even a meet and greet. We stayed and hung out for a while, and it was a blast. And, you know, then the first jam session we had, I think the first song I learned was Half Pint. And that was a lot of fun to play. Half Pint and Out of Dodge were the first two I learned. And it went really well, although my fingers were hurting for days because of the speed at which these songs go. But those were the first ones we played. And like I said, they went well, and it just kind of kept snowballing. And here we are.
So Tyler, how long you've been playing bass? What made you pick up the bass, and who were some of your personal influences?
I've been playing about 6 years. I kind of always wanted to play. I never really gave it a shot growing up or anything like that. So I just went out and I bought a bass and kind of taught myself to play, and you know, then started getting way more into it. Took a few lessons. You know, I was always, you know, I love the squeal of a guitar, and I love all that stuff, but I was always just more attracted to the rhythm section. And I actually wanted to play drums for a while, but I was like, how am I going to practice drums? I can't, you know, fit them in my apartment. My broke ass can't afford them. So I went out and bought the bass, and I was just always much more attracted to the rhythm section of things. And influences, you know, you gotta love Flea. John Paul Jones, of course. Jack Bruce, Billy Cox, and Geezer Butler. Oh, and one more, John Entwistle.
So Tyler, last but not least, how are you feeling about your first show with Another Dying Breed?
Oh man, I can't wait. We've been rehearsing a bunch, and you know, everything sounds awesome. And I mean, what could be better? Rocktoberfest, Hot girls, good food, lots of people, classic rock covers. It doesn't get much better than that. September 25th cannot come soon enough.
Hell yeah, September 25th. Keep that date at Plan B Rocktoberfest. You got to be there. Get a free admission ticket from us. There's going to be 30 beers from 30 countries. There's going to be great food and go-go dancers. And of course, Another Dying Breed.
And keep your ears open. Within a few months, our brand new EP will be out.
So remember, you can always check us out at www.anotherdyingbreed.com.
And you can also check us out at myspace.com/anotherdyingbreedrocks. And we are also now on Twitter. Just look up ADB Music.
Yeah, and you can link up with us on Facebook. Check us out for all details on upcoming shows.
All right, so until next time, later.